Time now for Berkeley Electric Cooperative Power Talk, a weekly program to educate and inform the member owners about the co-op. You'll hear tips on saving energy and what Berkeley Electric Co-op means to you. Now let's join our host, Terry Bass, for this week's program.
Good morning again, and welcome to another wonderful edition of Berkeley Electric Power Talk. BEC Power Talk is on. I'm Terry Bass, your host, and co-hosted with Libby Rowig, our communications manager at Berkeley Electric. Good morning again, Libby.
Good morning, Terry. Always a pleasure.
Always. Well, we're sharing information, and that's great.
Yes.
You can share
yes.
something that no one else may have, but now they can have it.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. So. Sharing is good when it's not.
Sharing is caring.
Yeah. When it's not sharing a deadly virus.
Well, yes. Sharing, this is definitely caring. This
yes.
is good because this is about our youth.
Yes. Yes. One of our favorite topics.
Absolutely. So we have a special guest on the other side. That's when they're on the phone.
Yeah.
We
so
call it the other side.
Yeah. We're so thrilled to be joined by Chase Toller. He's our public and member relations coordinator at the Electric Cooperatives of South Carolina. Good morning, Chase.
Good morning, Libby. How are you?
Good, good. So for those who are listening, if you've never heard of the Electric Cooperatives of South Carolina, it very much is exactly how it sounds. It's a cooperative of electric cooperatives. So Berkeley Electric's a proud member of our statewide organization, and Chase and his colleagues do a lot of wonderful work for us throughout the year, including helping put on the virtual youth experience for high school students.
Wow, the virtual youth experience. Okay. Let's get into that. First thing first, my mind, you know, silly Terry, the co-ops have a co-op is what I'm thinking as you talked about. That's huge.
Though. Yeah, both on the state level and the national level.
Okay.
And another level, Touchstone Energy is another co-op that we're
okay.
part of. Yeah.
And Chase Toller, you are statewide here in South Carolina, sir, correct?
That's correct. Yes, sir. We're based out of Casey, South Carolina.
Okay.
Just over the river from Columbia, and
oh, yeah.
we serve 18 of the 20 consumer-owned electric cooperatives in the state,
okay,
as well as a wholesale power cooperative and one transmission cooperative. So,
and you serve
it's a great honor to be able to help the co-ops.
Absolutely, you serve as the public and member relations coordinator, and let's get right into the virtual youth experience coming up the summer of 2021. What's happening?
Well, Terry, with the 2020 pandemic, we had to shift gears rather quickly. In March, we saw that it wouldn't be possible for us to have our normal Washington Youth Tour and Cooperative Youth Summit, which are trips to the nation's capital and the state capital that we host every year. But in spite of that, we wanted to make sure that young people still had a chance to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
We want to foster that excitement that they have about government, and we want to help them explore potential career options in the future, whether those be as public servants or as co-op employees or really any facet of life that they might be interested in.
Okay.
So with the coronavirus, we wanted to make sure that we had something that was both engaging but also safe. So we took it virtually in 2020, and we'll do that again in 2021. And we're excited to have Berkeley Electric participating in that. And it's just going to be a great opportunity for so many kids.
Yes, indeed. And I know, Libby, in the past, we talked about the trip.
Yeah,
And everything. And obviously, COVID said no.
Yeah.
No trip. You know,
yeah.
We've had to adjust. But, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that anything is diminished, you know?
No.
Adjusting doesn't necessarily mean that.
Yeah, so. And there's some really wonderful opportunities as part of this virtual experience that Chase will tell us more about. But
mm-hmm.
The one thing that stands out to me as a mom is scholarship money is available.
Oh,
there's
yes.
a podcast competition that you could qualify for a $5,000 scholarship, but Berkeley Electric is additionally offering to our students who go a $2,500 scholarship. So the opportunity to win up to $7,500 in scholarship money is really a big opportunity that you wouldn't have as part of the Youth Summit, the in-person trip.
Right. And Chase, let me ask you this question. How many co-ops are participating in this virtual youth experience?
This year we'll have 18 co-ops from around the state participating. So we're expecting somewhere between 50 and 60 students.
50 and 60 students participating, vying, as Libby said, for potential scholarships. And obviously learning along the way.
Oh, yeah, networking. Yep. Yeah.
And having a good time vis-a-vis the virtual world. who's eligible to participate, Chase?
So eligibility varies depending on the co-op. For Berkeley Electric, they are offering the opportunity for high school juniors and seniors to apply. Excuse me, sophomores and juniors to apply.
Okay.
So that allows kids, whether they're at public school or private school, to apply for the chance to participate. And like Libby mentioned, there's lots of scholarship money on the table.
Okay.
We have the $5,000 scholarships offered to each student who wins the podcast competition. They're going to be broken down into teams of four. There's also a community service scholarship that each student who participates in the virtual youth experience is qualified to then compete for. That's another $5,000 scholarship.
Whoa.
And, of course, the $2,500 scholarship that Berkeley Electric offers. So there is quite a bit of scholarship money on the table for students who are interested in participating.
Absolutely. That's good stuff. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Chase Toller is with us. And, of course, Libby, we're talking about the virtual youth experience that is coming up. Now, before I ask the next question, we're talking about who's eligible. Now, as far as the word getting out, is this something that would be facilitated through, like, high schools or or churches or in the newspaper? I mean, beyond this program, we're talking about.
Yeah, we work with the schools that we serve to help spread the word to the guidance counselors, usually, who we talk to as our point person. But any of the students who are eligible can apply on our website. You're just going to go to berkeleyelectric.coop and click on the news portion of the website, or just, you know, poke around until you can find it. And you can apply right online.
Okay.
It's a real simple process.
Right. Now, Chase, when exactly in June? We know it's coming up in June. Is it over a weekend, or is it every Saturday in the month, or what are the timelines?
Sure, absolutely. So most important timeline that's coming up right around the corner is the deadline to apply. That's going to be Friday, February 19th, and students will then be interviewed and selected. So it's important for kids to go ahead and get their applications in through berkeleyelectric.coop. And then from there, we're going to be meeting together over the course of 5 days in June.
Okay.
It's going to be June 21st through the 25th. And that week is going to be jam-packed. We're going to have programming 2 hours each day, and the kids will have a chance to meet with state and federal officials. In 2020, for example, kids were able to meet with the governor, Dr. Linda Bell, who is over the South Carolina response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
They also were able to chat with Congressman Clyburn and Sonny Sonnefeld of Hootie and the Blowfish. So really gave them a way to interact with folks that they wouldn't normally have a chance to on a day-to-day basis, and learn a little bit about the state's history and how those folks were able to make their way into public life.
A great and unique opportunity, this virtual youth experience that will be happening. But students that are listening and parents, the deadline date will catch you if you're not paying attention. So February 19th.
Yeah.
It's not far away.
Yeah.
So
Start now. Yeah, at least dial up the website and see what the application looks like and if you need pieces and parts to fulfill it. But, you know, this is a real resume builder for our students. You know, as a mom, My little guy's only five, but I'm already thinking about college. And this is something that, whether your student is college bound or not, is important for them to consider participating in, because not only do they have a chance at a good pot of scholarship money, but, you know, like this podcast competition, yeah. Those are real world experiences that would be good for them to have.
Yeah, just beneficial beyond this event.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
Sure. Speaking of the podcast, Chase, let me ask you, how will the podcast sort of come together and be structured?
Sure. So the podcast competition is a real way for kids to, or students rather, to talk about their life in 2020 and 2021. We know that everything has changed for so many of us, and we wanted to provide kids a way to tell their story. So the best way to look at it is a digital storytelling opportunity. We have different themes. So, for example, we had the students discuss last year what it meant to live through the COVID-19 pandemic.
Okay.
And we also had many students who focused on race relations, too, because at the time of the podcast competition, so many things were happening all across the nation. We saw protests and different things occurring. So the students were able to incorporate both their experiences at home because of COVID-19, as well as provide social commentary on what they were seeing going on around them.
Wow. Okay. And like last year, for example, as we're kind of talking about it, the topic was, I guess what I'm getting at, it will there be a theme for this particular cycle?
So this year we're going to be focusing on recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic.
Okay.
And what the students have learned from the experience.
Okay.
If you had asked any of us last summer if we thought it would still be, if we would still be in the midst of the pandemic almost a year later, few of us would have predicted that. So we want the students to have an opportunity to look back on this last year and to really reflect on the lessons that they've learned.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really a great opportunity for them to produce work that can be included in their portfolio as they apply for college. We actually will have three teacher consultants from Heathwood Hall, which is a private school in Columbia. They will join us, and they will serve as teacher chaperones, and they're really going to mentor the kids. We break them up into smaller groups, and this is how they're going to learn how to create a podcast. For many of them, this will be their first experience recording one. So we want to provide them the interview skills that they need. We also want to talk about the different technology that you can use, editing skills. So we have a specialist on hand that will provide all of that education to them. So this is really open for any students. They don't have to have a background in creating podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make it a learning opportunity for all of those involved.
Right. And I think to folks that are listening, you know, I come from a 30-plus year broadcast experience and what have you.
So you started in high school, too.
Oh, thank you, Liz. I did, actually. No, probably felt like it, but a lot of people, I mean, we know what a podcast is, but think about this. You're listening to us right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is sort of, in essence, a podcast
yeah.
in terms of the, you know, what makes it called a podcast is the fact that it, think about what I do as a broadcast,
mm-hmm.
but a podcast is almost content, an interview style or an opinion or a theme,
oh.
but it's, let's say, pushed or disseminated to a smaller, initially anyway,
mm-hmm.
a smaller audience. You know, it's kind of like a, we'll call it, it's a tablespoon of radio or broadcast versus I give you the whole gallon,
yeah.
you know, and pour it out. But the podcast is a great way to start, though.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great way, like we've said, it can lead you into other experiences that started with a little old podcast, if you will. but I think it's a great starting point. And then because of the computer age and, you know, you can do something on your iPhone or your Galaxy, You know, you can do it right there. You don't need a studio like Libs in the, you know, you should see her, Chase. I mean, the studio is, I mean, it's plush. Well, maybe not plush, but, but, you know, you can do a podcast in your car. You know, you could sit there and, and record out in a park or whatever. So,
yeah,
it is a great opportunity.
And even if you don't want to be a communications professional or a podcaster or anything like that, while Terry and I are, and Chase too, are completely biased because that's the field we work in, everybody needs to know how to communicate and get information from other people. So these interview skills and communication skills, even if you think you want to grow up to be a welder or something, you still need to be able to communicate with your supervisor or your subordinates and or your family.
Your vendors or whoever.
Yeah. So these are skills that are very important to sharpen and, like I said earlier, or resume builders.
Indeed. It's a good tool. And once again, we are talking with Chase Toler, the Public and Member Relations Coordinator with the Electric Cooperatives of South Carolina. By the way, they're the co-op of the co-ops. And he's with us talking about the virtual youth experience, along with Libby Rowig, our communications manager at Berkeley Electric. I think we've talked about how to get involved, how to try to approach that deadline. Now, I think we said this, or maybe we didn't. There's a cutoff number of participants. I mean, do we have a, you know, if we get just tremendous interest, can we, is it 30 people, 50 people, 10? What was that number? Do we have an approximate number, Chase?
So we are expecting 50 to 60 students.
Okay.
But we have the ability to accept a few more than that. So I would just encourage everyone who's listening today. Many of them will be thinking right now of their son or daughter, or maybe a grandson or a granddaughter. Just encourage your students to apply. Mm-hmm. We want really bright, energetic young people to take advantage of this opportunity.
Yes.
Local folks at the co-op will actually be the ones to pick the students. So just, I would say, apply early and do a great job on the application.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I was going to stick my hand up in there and say, man, I think as a broadcaster of over 25 years, I would love to maybe be instrumental in it. If, you know, I guess I'll have to beg Libby, because you said it was going to be at the local level, or each co-op will have
input.
Well,
the judging's on the local level. So, okay. Terry, you asking to be a guest judge?
Yeah, maybe.
A celebrity judge?
Oh, wow. I don't know about celebrity, you know. But maybe a guest. We'll talk about it off the air. That would be fun, though.
I will pass it along to
absolutely.
The woman in charge.
Okay.
Johanna.
Oh, yes. Please tell Johanna if she needs help. You probably say, all right, who does he think he is? What does he know? But I'm just saying, it would be fun to screen our area's best, if you will, and try to see if they make the cut or whatever.
That'd
be fun.
So last year, I actually had the pleasure of being one of the judges for the Youth Summit. So it was a different process for the in-person trip than it's going to be this year. But let me tell you, if you need to have your faith renewed in humanity, talking to bright high school students will do it for you all day long. I mean, it was a long day, and Johanna fed us good food throughout the day, but it will just renew your spirit.
So it was a rich experience.
Yes, yes. You just have a lot of faith that these kids are going to figure it out and save us all.
Well, see, I don't feel so bad. The abyss is, there's hope, like I said. There's hope off the ledge here, but you're right, though. The young people, we always say, they are today, actually. You know, they are our future. They are our now, our the next leaders.
Yeah.
And they're really that close.
Yeah, Whitney Houston said it best.
I believe in the children. They are our future. Yes, indeed. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, Chase Toler is with us, and I think we've touched most of the things that we wanted to make sure we get out there as far as the event. Let me ask this. Is there anything, a highlight or a cool thing, a fun fact or what have you, that we may have missed that we don't want to miss Chase? I'm sure there's something out there.
From last year?
Yeah.
There is. I will say that this year we're going to have a special surprise on the final day of our virtual youth experience. So I would just say that it's going to be a great opportunity to meet someone that I know all the kids look up to. And I think that it's going to just really wow them. So can't let the cat out of the bag quite yet, but I would just say that this year's virtual youth experience is going to even exceed what we did last year.
But he is teasing something here now. That's pretty. See, he's in my area now. I like that. Because, you know, like I said, you're going to give a surprise there. So, ladies and gentlemen, parents, students, it's worth your while.
Yeah.
It really is.
Scholarship and money plus
yes, it will be.
A life-changing surprise.
How about that? There it is. And that money for school, I mean, that alone is enough to put your hat in the ring, so to speak.
Y'all, college is expensive. I used to work for a university and enjoyed my my years there. But,
Yes. I have a 13-year-old, and I've had three in college. So, yes, you're right.
Yeah.
And anything you can do to break it up or to get help or help yourself, it really is amazing. And this is an opportunity, the virtual youth experience. And so Chase, let me ask you this. Will you be on the stage, if you will, as part of the process?
So I will be there virtually. My colleague Van and I, we are actually the ones who organized the virtual youth experience. So we'll be the hosts over the course of the 5 days, and we'll help moderate some of the speaking opportunities that the guests have, and then help the kids have the best experience possible. So I'm looking forward to it. I feel like it's going to be just a really great opportunity for so many young people in the state. Over the last 2 years, many of them have missed out on opportunities like going to prom and
really
going to boys or girls state. So we want to really make sure that this rises to the level of those activities and offers them something that they wouldn't normally get to experience.
That's well said. Well said. For those who missed earlier on in the program, where can students go to sign up for this event? Let's touch on that again. Libs, you did a good job, but could we touch on that again?
Yeah. So if you would like to apply to participate in the virtual youth experience, again, it's a wonderful resume builder. It's an opportunity for up to over $12,000 in scholarship dollars, $2,500 of which will be given to one of the local students who goes. So pretty good odds there. Apply or learn more at our website, which is berkeleyelectric.coop. That's berkeleyelectric.coop. And if you have any questions and want to talk to a human about it, Johanna Cooper is the wonderful lady who heads up this for our co-op. She's public relations specialist, and she can be reached at 843-899-8424. So that's 899-8424.
Okay.
Johanna Cooper.
Absolutely. And the deadline again to apply is February the 19th.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, once again, fastly approaching.
Yeah.
Fastly approaching. It'll be 80 degrees. Well, it'll probably be 80 next week. But it's coming soon. Chase, let me ask you this. We got time for maybe another question. Obviously, a huge feat to be able to pull this off. You did it last year. And where the pandemic almost, you could say, caught you right off guard because it was coming up, and here we go. But now you've had time. Were there any experiences that you learned from, maybe, with challenges or successes doing the all virtual experience? Is there anything we could touch on about that aspect?
Absolutely. One thing that comes to mind is how resilient teenagers are.
Yes.
I think that the pandemic has certainly taken a toll on all of us, but adults in particular are sometimes a little less able to learn things quickly. But these teenagers, they just pivoted, and they were able to fully participate using the video conferencing software that we have, and they didn't miss a beat. So
that's right.
For many of them, they've grown up using these different devices, mm-hmm. and they were able to just fully engage with our speakers as if they were standing in front of them. So in many ways, I don't even feel as if they lost anything by having it be virtual. It was an opportunity for them to experience contact with more people than they would have normally been able to see if we had done the experience in person. So with that, I would say that's probably the biggest success of the virtual youth experience. In terms of experiences learned, I think that I'm just very appreciative that we have ample time to plan this year, and that's going to help us make the virtual youth experience even more engaging for the kids.
Sounds great, and thank you for saying that. I think you used a real key word, pivot, and resilient, and you know, the being able to adapt. You know, it's like adults will arm wrestle and fight over a mask, but you see elementary kids like reminding, oh, make sure you put your mask. You know, they get so engaged.
Yeah.
You know, but like you said, sometimes the adults, you know, we could learn from the kids.
Well, and my son, he had a week of virtual learning from home right after the holidays, mm-hmm. and that is really an interesting experience to see a class of 5-year-olds on Zoom, and their teacher, bless her heart, she needs a medal, keeping it all together. I mean, it really was quite a thing to take in.
Yes, and I'm glad that my 13-year-old is not 5, because you're right, that is a little different experience. Well, you know, we're about to wrap up this great conversation. Again, the virtual youth experience coming up in June. Before you know it, we'll even be in June. But we are glad that Chase Public and Member Relations Coordinator, we appreciate you being on the line to share this information today. We certainly hope that it will be an overwhelming success, and that people get engaged and are part of it and get some of that money.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of great money for a potential college experience. Once again, the deadline to apply, the 19th of February. The event, June the 21st through the 25th. And 18 co-ops are participating, and it's just going to be a good deal. You sophomores and juniors, are you listening? Did you hear us? Hopefully they did, right? So once again, thank you, Libby Rowig, Berkeley Electric Cooperative Communications Manager, and Chase Taller, the virtual youth experience coming soon. One more time for the phone number, 843.
899-8424. That will connect you with Ms. Johanna Cooper,
yes,
who is the expert in all things virtual youth experience for Berkeley Electric.
And learn more, go to berkeleyelectric.coo. Again, this wraps up this edition of Berkeley Electric Power Talk. Have a great day.